Okay, please listen. We probably have another 1,000 stories in this room from people who have given chips to people and the response is coming back and so on. Sitting in front of me or behind me here is our 5 doctors, and we're going to hear from them today about a few things about this, about what's going on here. But before we get started, and relating to Michael Fairbanks and Joyce and Edward and so on, it's very important that everyone here understand that we don't make any medical claims. What works for some people may not work for others. Our products do not diagnose, prevent, treat, cure, or heal any disease or illness. Do you understand that, right? You can't go out of there and say, here's a guy that had this problem and that works, so these chips, you know, we can't go and say, these will cure cancer. These will cure that. Can't do that. We don't prevent, diagnose, treat, cure, or heal any disease or injury. What we do is help the body naturally balance its energy flow. The body can do miraculous things if it's balanced properly. But the body does it. Our chips don't do anything except our help balance our body. If you understand that, please say, I understand that.
I understand.
Now, if you didn't say that, I hope the person next to you got that through to you. Because let me tell you something. As soon as we start making any kind of medical claims, Ciora will close the doors. You understand? Because people will come and say, okay, if you're going to make these claims, then we have to go through this and this and this and this. Yesterday, one of the things that Al Leland said up here is that we are FDA registered. We are not FDA approved. You know the difference? We're Food and Drug Administration. We're not a food. We're not a drug. Nothing goes in the body. So we don't need to be approved. We're registered, kind of like a Band-Aid. I mean, we are a Band-Aid. You know, we're Scotch tape. I mean, they say, okay, we know you're there, but you're not affecting anybody. You're not causing any damage, harm, or anything else. So the American public does not need to be protected from this piece of Scotch tape. So so we don't ever want to say, oh, yeah, you do, because we're curing cancer. You know, we don't do that. Please get that. Help us keep this company healthy and growing and building for the good of all the people that we can help in so many ways. Are you with me? Say yes.
Yes.
Okay. You are in for a treat, because we have here 5 incredible people who believe in our product and have a professional degree to help them back that. See, look at there. You take it away. I just memorize those. Memorize those. Also, just as long as we're on that, it's really important. And one of the cool things about our company, one of the things I really wanted to make sure that we said, I hate companies that go out there and say, join our company and you'll become rich, you know. No, join our company, you're going to have a lot of fun. And if you work hard and sample out and help enough people, you can make some money. But you also may not make a penny. There's one guarantee, financial guarantee we have, and that is if you don't work, you won't make anything. You can do that at your own job.
You know. We're not near as fun.
Yeah, it was not near as much fun. That's right. So we're going to get on with these guys here. And I would just like to start right here on this end, and we'll work all the way down there. And would you tell them who you are and some of your background and your degrees and medical things, and just go for us. And we're starting with Dr. Warren Longmire. Please introduce yourself and tell us about you.
Thank you, Ken. I'm Warren Longmire, the country doctor from Hitchcock. I'm sorry, I had so much fun yesterday. I got gravel girdy voice, but it'll work. Married to the same lady 59 years, practicing in the same town 49 years, delivered over 1,400 babies. Quit surgery 2 years ago so I could have more fun doing a lot of other things. I'm on the faculty of 3 medical schools. Served on the board of editors of Patient Care Medical Journal for 27 years and was consultant to the Pharmaceutical Manufacturers Association of America for 26 years. Have 4 boys and 2 daughters, 3 grandchildren. Still make house calls, have about 16 to 18 medical students a year, the first thing they get when they walk in the door is, you're not here working for me, you're here serving with me. The fastest way for you to fail is to forget to press the flesh. There's only three instances in the Bible that Jesus healed somebody without touching. You better touch everybody, because I'll fail you if you don't touch them.
Next. Stand
always,
back. Longmire's
it's
in the house.
It's hard to follow Dr. Longmire. David Potts, 1991 graduate of Texas Chiropractic College. Private practice for the last 19 years. I was lucky enough to teach at Texas Chiropractic College for 10 years, where I taught multiple different courses, participated in research there. And my practice has always been more musculoskeletal-based, always trying to teach people exercises, show them things that they could help improve their own health. And that's where CR is so beneficial.
Next. No, you're okay. Hold on to that. You're on. Oh.
Too many things coming at me. My name is Roxanne Edrington, and I'm a chiropractor, a clinical nutritionist, board-certified naturopathic physician, and I'm a graduate of the Institute of Functional Medicine. And so basically, my practice is more functional endocrinology. People come to me with all kinds of disorders, and it's kind of like CSI. What I do is I look at biochemical pathways, and I try to figure out where the dysfunction is and what do I need to add to that pathway in order it to start working properly. Because if there's a dysfunction, it might not appear in a disease for 5 or 6 or 7 years down the road. So usually instead of giving a medication or giving something like that, I don't know very many people who have a Prozac deficiency, and I don't know very many people who have, you know, a Synthroid deficiency. So what I do is I try to figure out what they're really deficient in and then just give them whatever supplement or whatever nutrient they need to try to correct the dysfunction. I'm pretty much good at everything I do, but the marriage thing, they're all I didn't do so well in it. I'm single. I have 2 children. I have a 17-year-old son, and I have a daughter that's almost 16 years old. And other than that, I just work. That's what I do. And I do, again, with CR, which was so wonderful, is that this is another adjunct to basically what I do, supplementing the body by just correcting energy flow. So I'm very excited, and I also want to say y'all were very sweet to me. Another thing I'm not very good at is public speaking, and a lot of y'all came up to me last night, and that was very, very sweet. So thank you. I really appreciate it.
You're next. Okay. All right. We'll trade you.
One, two. Thank you.
See if that's, well, that
might I'm Mark Langus, Indiana University graduate and Parker College of Chiropractic. I've been in private practice for 21 years, 10 of that in North Carolina, the last 11 in Tyler, Texas. Married with 4 children, still married to my first wife for 25 years. And you know, being a dad, being a practitioner, being a baseball coach, you learn a lot about human dynamics and how people want to help themselves, and I feel blessed that I'm in a profession where I get a chance to do that. I've practiced a whole health model in chiropractic. I was trained in sacral occipital technique, contact reflex analysis, best technique by Ted Mortar, certified in applied kinesiology. And all these tools have provided me a method of practicing to help people get better naturally. It's a fun way to practice. And the product's been a great complement to the work that we do.
Okay.
I'm Joe Mock. I'm a family doctor from LaPorte, Texas. I've been in private practice 41 years after the training in the Navy. I have 7 grandchildren, all the way from Dallas to South Carolina to Virginia. We've been very, very blessed with this product, naturalizing our patients, helping them to go forth and to be more productive and more and improve their lives with the balance that it's assisted them with, especially some of the patients with some of the more severe arthritis and things. It seems to be a wonderful, wonderful product. I have been board certified since 1975, and this number of years of practice, I have never sold anything out of my office that was medically related or even not medically related or even a vitamin supplement. I've always sent people somewhere else for those type products, The only thing I've ever furnished people with was splints, ace bandages, dressing, shots, things that I had to have because they couldn't do it for themselves. But these products are fantastic. They have given my wife a new lease on life. And she's had me for 51 years. Actually, she's had me for 53 years, but
she needs
been married
to her
for 51.
New lease on life, huh?
So we had a great respect for this company and for these products, and we're looking forward to this being a fantastic benefit to mankind. And I think it's a gift from God.
Thank you very much. Pastor, we're going to ask them just a few questions. It's not going to be like an interview of what do you think, but anybody can answer. Just pass the mic back and forth. And the first thing, I'm going to ask two questions at once, and just whoever wants to answer. First, what got you fired up about this product? And what did your patients first tell you when you first, the very first time that you suggested that they use this? What was, anybody have a response to that? Go ahead.
I have a patient who's I've known all his life, and he came to me and said, "I know you're a hard nose, and you'll tell me the truth." And Javier presented him to me, and I looked at him like I thought both of us had lost our mind. But
he presented the products to you?
This yes, sir.
Javier, okay.
The sleep, the pain, and energy chips. And I, for a long time, I called them patches and learned better. It's really a chip because it has hologram and energy implanted in it. My daughter-in-law was very skeptical about it. I placed it on her temple, told her to go and lie down. 2 hours later, my son called and said, "Dad, she's not snoring, and she's sound asleep on the couch." I said, "Cover her up, and you go to bed and call me at 7:30 in the morning." 7:30, he called and said, "Dad, she's still asleep. What do I do?" I said, take the chip off, put it on a glass, wake her up, feed her breakfast, and see how she is. Sure enough, she was great. So she sent lots of folks to me. Then I had a surgical assistant who really was having a hard time standing for a long period of time working in the operating room. We put chips in the middle of her back, told her I wanted to hear from her in 2 days. 4 hours later, she calls back and said, "I don't care what it costs, I want it. I'm coming after it right now." And she sent me about 18 more patients.
So you're saying your patient base is growing because you're... All the doctors out there, listen carefully. Your patient base is growing because you're giving these chips to people.
Absolutely. And you can't outgive God. The more you give away, the more he's going to send for you to give away.
Anybody? Dr. Langus?
Ken, I've put a lot of investment, time, effort over the last 30 years into developing tools that would help people balance their health structurally, chemically, and electrically. And for years, I feel like the educational background provided me with some great tools to help people structurally, great tools to help people nutritionally, chemically. But for years, I've been looking for a product that would help us with the energetic side of that triangle to balance health. Historically, there's been devices and techniques. But basically, they were hands-on, or you had to own the equipment to actually get the job done. And so clinically, what we're seeing, and as far as my career goes, it's the right product at the right time. So we're finding that people are getting good results with it based on the fact that we could do a lot of the other stuff. One thing I encourage doctors that are interested is that these products are something the patients will use in between visits with you. I've had a lot of chiropractors say, "Well, if they can't sleep, if they're hurting, and if they need more energy, they just need adjusted again." Well, it's a noble idea, but getting them to come back to the office to do that can be a little tough at times. This is something they can use on their own to help themselves out.
And also, I just want to say, as I so rambled last night about the technology is just cutting edge. I mean, that is the key right there. I mean, this is something that they've been researching for a very, very long time. And I've been reading about it for a very, very long time. And this is it's cutting edge technology that doesn't hurt anyone. It's helping people. And again, we get sick when our energy is not balanced. So that is why I was excited about it. But what's even more exciting, I mean, that's why I signed up. But now that I sit back and I've thought about it, even the better reason is that why I am helping people, I'm getting paid. So I'm making money doing what I love to do, better than actually what I even do in my office. I mean, when I'm in my office, they pay, but I can continue to get paid by them telling people and them telling people. So really, just I mean, it's a win-win. I'm helping and getting paid. I mean, what better thing to do in life?
Okay. Let me ask another quick question, and you can, you guys, we can all talk about this. One of the things we talked about yesterday in preparing for this panel and just kind of getting to know each other a little more, as I said, one of the, you know, typically we all, the typical non-doctor people, we look at doctors and we go, well, if they've got practices, and professional practices, typically doctors do very, very well financially, and they're very happy and they're helping people and so on. So why in the world would you come and do a network marketing, be involved with a company like Ciora? And I said to them, you know, my wife is a doctor, she's an eye doctor, and you're going to get to meet her later today with my little girl, I hope. And anyways, doctors, just like most everybody else, get paid when they work. If they don't work, they don't get paid. So my wife is a terrific doctor, but if she doesn't see patients, they don't send her money. I think, you know, we just got to write a letter, so, you know, she's still a really nice person, send money. But they won't do that. Doctors get paid to see patients. Well, this begins to build a residual income beyond that, and that's what you were talking about. If they're not in your office, you're not getting paid. But if now they're not in your office, you are getting paid. So if you guys want to comment a little bit about the business, why you're in the business as well, or also, I'll throw all this out, these are for any questions, anytime. How does the product work, and what do you think about that? And then we'll close up here in a little bit on one more last question. But answer any of those.
Well, this is a self-fulfilling product because it helps the people that use it. It's not it's experimental, in my opinion, although it would be obvious that a lot of my colleagues would love to see a double-blind study done and all those kind of things and get some statistics, but we don't need them. We've got such a fantastic result balancing the body's energy levels that these products are absolutely fantastic. Now, I have a lot of colleagues, and Warren does too, and I'm sure the chiropractor too, that are skeptical. They look at you and say, oh, you're goofy, you don't know what you're doing, but... I say, well, do you have any pain anywhere? And it's amazing. I put a chip on a colleague's shoulder the other day, and she's looking at me, and she's saying, well, I'm carrying my bag on my shoulder, and it's hurting. So I had shown her the video. Stuck a chip on her shoulder, right below her blouse, that bullshit. And she's sitting there watching the video, and she says, the pain's gone. And I haven't been relieved of this pain in 20 years because I carry a purse on that shoulder. I mean, that was just amazing for her.
You know what?
I have a gentleman who had a spinal cord injury a number of years ago. He fell stepping up on something about like the height of this stage and crushed his spine and his neck. Ever since then, he's had tremendous difficulties with headaches and muscle spasms and everything else. He put a couple of chips on, he came in the office the next day and hit my wife up. He would not wait to order them. He wanted a pack of pain chip right now. So these products do a great, great, great job. And being non-invasive, that's the most important thing. No side effects. The drug knockdown that you would with, say, hydrocodone or one of the Vicodins or something like that, and you don't have the buzz you get with the Adderall for the patients with ADHD. They just don't have. There's no side effects to this product. The only thing I can see is the fact that sometimes they don't stick good enough on me.
You know, I just before I get to you, the two guys here on the end, you may have noticed they're not as young as Roxanne in the middle. So.
Amen.
Yeah, you are. You're a stick and a spring chicken. We already know that. Okay. What I love about this is that typically people who are more advanced in age often resist change, resist new things, and resist. And these guys are sitting there going, and they're finding other people are going, oh, that's, when he says it's cutting edge, folks, the hologram is the data storage, that's where data storage is going. If you haven't learned about the holograms yet, and we're so far ahead, a CD or DVD can hold one movie up to 2 hours. A hologram the same size can hold 50 movies. And you're going to see that in the next few years. We're just way ahead of them. Dr. Longmire, you were going to say something?
Yes, sir. In medicine, we have a rule that says, primum non nocium, first do no harm. The lawyers say, res equitur loquium, the deed speaks for itself. I've put the energy chip on someone with a defibrillator pacemaker. Didn't hurt a bit. He felt much better. There is no drug interaction. I am so excited about the ADD and ADHD patients. I delivered a young lady now 15 years ago who never passed from one grade to the next, but God was good. Her next door neighbor was a great tutor. The problem was, in order to get a lesson done, it took about 3 hours. She had 3 lessons a day, and it was really tiring them out. I had her on 2 of those horrible amphetamine-like medications. We put an energy chip between her breast, had her stop the medicine the second day. She started it on Thursday. On Wednesday the following week, the tutor called me and said, Warren, what have you done to Patsy? I said, what's the matter? She said, she came to the office this morning and asked, could she do her lessons by herself? I put them on the table. An hour and 45 minutes later, she'd finished all 3, and they were perfect.
Now, Warren, this is a 15-year-old you're talking about? A 15-year-old?
15-year-old girl. But just a second. That's exciting. But think, this changed one little girl's life? Yes. It changed her parents' life, her tutor's life, and my life, because the tutor said, the exciting thing was, mother said, today is the first day of this child's life that she has not sassed her daddy or me. My heart skipped a beat.
Hey, Ken, we talked about it a minute ago, and Dr. Roxanne talked about it also. We're talking about the changes on the cells and what occurs. And what we do know for sure is that all of our bodies basically operate off the same frequencies, the same vibrations. So the chips do work universally from one person to the next. And so we say, how does that happen? I mean, how can a chip do that? I mean, how can a hologram do what it is? And we've heard this weekend about it being infused with different, you know, formulas for vibration, frequency, sound waves. But how does that communicate with the body? And that's what I get asked very often is how's that occurring? What the deal is the analogy I always use, it's kind of like a fax machine. We know that if we take a fax machine, we take a picture, we take some text, we enter it in, and when it gets to the other side and reaches the fax machine on the other side, it pops out as that same picture, that same text. What they've done here is they've been the middle guy, kind of the fax communication from one fax machine to the next. So what's programmed in there is that when those formulas cross over, when it pops up on the other side to the cells, they envision it as kind of being the normal cell, the normal vibration, and that communication occurs from one cell to the next.
So between this fax machine and this fax machine, there's a bunch of stuff, you know, broken down into lots of numbers and other bits and bytes and cool stuff. And then it gets over here and shows up like this, and we're this part? Is that how you're...
That's exactly it.
It's a good way to explain it. Excellent. The cool stuff, yeah. I try to be real technical on these things. How do you... Roxanne, you had a great answer to this. I mean, sorry, Dr. Edrington. You had a great answer to this. How do they go approach a doctor? Now, and listen to her answer, folks, because this is not just about approaching doctors. And I talked to some young guys out here yesterday. Listen carefully to her answer, because this works for everybody. There you are. Everybody in every situation. But listen to what she says.
Well, it's really not that difficult, but the one thing you have to do is, I know you all believe in it, but you have to understand what you're selling. I know that you believe that it balances the energy and you feel great. And, oh, well, it takes the pain away. It takes the energy away. I mean, it gives me energy. I sleep at night. But what I would want to know and what I said, but tell me how. But how? Okay, well, just here, just try it. Well, okay, tell me how. So one very important part is you're going to have to come up with a easy way, kind of like what I did last night, to say about how, you know, the cells, and maybe we can put it on the website or something about how the cells vibrate and have a certain energy and that we're bombarded, you know, by different other magnetic fields, which can actually slow down, you know, our own frequency of our cells. And if that occurs for a long time, then our energy basically is depleted and it can cause dysfunction and problems. So, and you know, the way I'm explaining it right now is not probably the way I would approach someone, but what I'm just saying is you have to understand the science, because if you believe it and you understand it, you walk into my office, Barton came in and I charged the guy, poor thing. He comes in and he's excited, wants to show me these chips, and I thought he was coming in for an appointment, and I do my thing and I talk to him and all this stuff. He goes, hey, I want to show you something. Well, he was starting to explain it to me, but I already knew about it, thank goodness, so I started explaining it to him, and I said, well, I'll try it. But he just gave it to me. So what you do is you walk in, you say, this is how it works, this is why it works, here's the website, hit play, punch play, and just give it to them and say, do you have any pain? Do you have problems sleeping? Here, you try it. And just if they try it on themselves, and that's what happened with me, when I did it on myself and my daughter and some of my friends, and it worked, I got real excited about it. So that's what you do, but basically you have to have the knowledge. You're going to have to sit down with someone and understand how and what it is, and then just say, here, just try it. Just give it to them and have them try it. And once a doctor, it works on them. Every person that comes in, I chip them. Here, try this. Tell me what you think. Call me. Here, try. And I'm getting great results. I don't feel bad about chipping them because I know it works for me, and it makes me really excited about it to try it on other people. And I don't do stuff like this.
I think part of what you said, too, yesterday is they need to come in. Don't give that away because I want you to verify this.
Yes.
They need to come in with confidence, right?
Absolutely.
Here, if you walk in and say, well, this is kind of, I think it sort of works, and it says, you know, try this.
Right, and that
but
is...
But if you come in with confidence, what?
That is exactly right, and that's why I'm saying you have to believe it, you have to understand it, because if someone came in and said, here, why don't you try this thing, and I would open and say, this piece of tape? What? And I would have just blown away, but when you come in and say, wow, this is a new cutting edge, and you explain them, and you just get excited, and you know it works, and you just feel it, and you're passionate about it, how can someone pass that up? I mean, a lot of people would take it even if they didn't need it, just because you're passionate. So you have to look at them in the eyes. You have to be confident about what you're saying and not, well, gosh, I here, try this, and I hope you believe me, but here's a website. And you got it. You got to own it. You really have to believe it. It's almost like, you know, someone when they...
You got to own it. That's an absolute key, folks. If you own it, you walk in and say, look... Yeah, and it doesn't matter if it's a doctor, if it's a millionaire. And I had a person recently that said that she walked up to a person who's worth, I don't know, $30 to $100 million or something, and said, "Here, these are the chips. You need to try it." And with the confidence and the strength, and well, what is this? Here's what it does. Here's how it works. This is the thing. Use it. Try it. It's not like, well, I hope this would be. Why don't you give? No, bam. Come at them. Talk to people with confidence. Own it. Just whether you go to a doctor or anything. Anybody else have an addition to that? In fact, you were talking about how do you approach chiropractors, I think.
You know, if you're going to approach a chiropractor, you have to realize where he's coming from. I mean, he's already doing a lot of things to try to get people out of pain, and he may very well look at this as competition to what he's doing. So you have to approach the chiropractor and let him know that this is very complementary to what he's always doing. You almost have to kind of pat him on the back. I mean, you almost have to say, I really think you're a great chiropractor. I know the way you practice, and I find this to be extremely complimentary to what you're already doing. So, I mean, you're going to have to try to break through that initial wall to get to them. Dr. Eddington said a great thing, that get the doctor to use it themselves personally. If they use it on the patient and the patient doesn't return for a week, okay, or 2 weeks, then you're out in limbo. Because they're like, well, as soon as that patient comes back and lets me know, I'll get back with you. So always sample it on the doctor themselves. Allow them to sample it on their family and get that feedback before you push them into using it on their patients.
And put it on yourself. When it was given to me, I didn't try it for 2 weeks. You physically say, here, I'm not going to tell people to lift their shirts up. I could get in trouble. I'm on the board. But You have to physically put it on them and say, just let me know how this is. That's important. Don't just hand it to them and walk away. Just put it
on
them.
You said at one point on one of the phone calls, Dr. Potts, you said, this has been an answer to chiropractors because we haven't been able to give people something or whatever. Could you expound on that a little bit?
Well, as chiropractors, I mean, we've always been limited to what we could do with our hands, always been limited to how far the electrical wires would run out. It's kind of like that lady with the cable, you know, and drives off and pulls it out. And so we've never had a tool that we could put on somebody and get immediate results or get very quick results with pain, sleep, and energy. Very often we would lose our patients. So, I mean, we're in a society where people want something to happen now. Even if I educate them and say, look, you're going to get better, even with Dr. Edgerton, with the nutritional type stuff. So it gives us something to give to them now. And it gets them and it allows them to keep coming back. It's also something when we reach that point when we're like, we've taken you as far as we can, now they have something and it's very portable, it goes with them, and it's just kind of, for no other better way, it's kind of the chiropractic answer to a medication, even though I don't really want to go that way, but it's something that happens right away.
Ken, can I offer something on that?
Absolutely.
I had the fortune of Blake Starring walked into my office, never met the guy before, and his approach was...
Now, you'd never met him before?
I'd never met him before.
Where's Blake? Blake, where are you? Outstanding.
Hey.
Blake and I, it turned out Blake and I had a mutual friend, but the first thing I asked him, because he shows up in the kitchen in my office. I said, nobody gets to the kitchen in my office. So how did you get back here? How did you get past the front desk? So mutual friend allowed that to happen. Anyway, and Blake's approach with me was he knew that I knew energy work because he'd asked around. He'd done a little homework before he ever came into my office. And he asked around, he said, I can sell anything, but I need help understanding how this works because it's going to help me do a better job. So I've asked around, and everybody says, he said, I've asked from Sulphur Springs, Texas, to Livingston, Texas, if anybody can explain energy work in the body to me, and the name Langus keeps coming up. So he ends up in my kitchen. And
smart.
And he says, would you please just, he handed me an envelope with a couple of chips in it, and he said, would you please just play with these for a couple of days? And can we please get back together if you figure this out or help me figure this out and explain it to me how it works?
That's cool.
It was a great approach. 2 days later, I'm calling the guy saying, get back to my kitchen.
And Blake has built an incredible organization since then, right? How many people in your group? 2,400 people. Okay. He's doing the thing here. Okay, we want to wrap this up, so I want you guys just to, any comments that you think will help them? How does it work? What's it going to do? How would you help these people from a medical point of view, understanding that we don't do what? Make any medical what? No medical claims. Okay.
You change lifestyles. You restore the normal body function. It's so rewarding. My biggest patient, 680 pounds. 12 weeks later, he's at 600 pounds. One energy chip under each clavicle. He says, I do own stock in all these diet things, but every time I drop 5, I gain 10. He's thrilled out of his mind, and he's got a team of 15 already. So help them change their lifestyle. Show them. Let them feel it. Once you feel it, see it, they're going to share it. Remember, ask, believe, and you receive.
As a chiropractor, I've known for years that if I could do something that releases the restrictions on the neurological system, the body could function at its maximum. With this product, that's what it does with us. So by placing the chips on it, by allowing the body to restore normal balance, and by allowing the body to be that as best as can be, to fight off conditions, okay, to fight off and just balance, not what the chip does, but what it allows the body to do. And to me, that's what it's all about. It's just allowing the balance and the body to fight off things.
Outstanding. Excellent.
And I think another important part is that these chips work. And sometimes, and I've seen it in my practice, sometimes they don't work right away. People are sick out there. And the sicker the person is, the more time it's going to take for the chip and the body's vibrations to get in sync together. So that's real important. You're just not going to put it on someone. Even some pain chips right away might not work, because there's a lot of things that have to happen. It takes a while. It's like everything has to get in sync. You don't just put something on and all of a sudden you're going to expect your cells to start, you know, getting right in sync with this frequency. So it's very important for you to understand, sick people, it's going to take a while. They have a system that's been sick for a while, so you're going to have to just tell them, this can take 3 days, it can take 5 days, but don't give up. Don't give up. And also make sure they're hydrated. Many people are dehydrated naturally. I don't care if they drink a gallon of water a day. People that are sick, people that are taking lots of medications, people that drink a lot of teas and coffee, maybe they're holding a lot of water, but intracellularly, they might not have very much water. And so, and I measure this in my office about water, so that's why I'm talking about this. Many people are chronically dehydrated. So the less water you have, the less conduction that you're going to have for an electrical gradient. That's basically what the water is. I can't think of the word right now. I probably need to eat.
Conductor.
Yes, conductor. There. I need to eat, obviously. But it is a great conductor. So that's very, very important. So you have to remember those things. Don't give up on them. Just say it's going to take a while. But also don't say you're sick. That's why. That's not a good thing to say. But just say that some people, it takes a little bit longer for their body to get in sync with this frequency and make sure they're well hydrated. Even if they drink a lot, they need to drink water. Water is very important. Distilled water, filtered water is best. But that's what I would tell to you for people that it's just, they say, oh, it doesn't work. Don't give up on them. Be persistent. Because remember, as he said, or as I said, but he's copying me out, you own it. And you have to take it from cradle to grave. And when you give it to someone, if you don't sell them on it, it's because it was your fault. You cradle to grave. You give it to them. You follow up. You watch them. You coach them. Don't give up. Make them understand that you care about their results. You're not doing this for money. You care about the results. Reach out to them to say, I'm going to figure out where we need to put this chip to make it work for you. So be patient with me. But when you come across like that with people, they really think that you, and you do, but they really think that they're not just a person you're trying to put in your downline, that you really care, and then that's how you're going to get better results. And then teach your team to do the same thing.
Before you speak, Dr. Longmire, first, let's give these last two doctors a hand. Thank you for this. Before he speaks, I want to just clarify. We talked about if the product doesn't give them the results right away for whatever reason, they need to be hydrated, you need to be in the right place, you need to give it time, let their body get in sync. These are, and Marvin Barr, my partner in Atlanta, that really is the brains behind all this, make sure that I explain that as he takes the frequencies and vibrations, and as he changes the formulas and puts them into the chips, they actually become energies, intrinsic energies. When they are near your body reads them, kind of like the fax machine, and translates them back into the putting your body back in sync. So it's actually energies that are in this chip. They're not actually in there vibrating and going around and all this. It's actually energy in there. And some people say, I don't understand. If nothing enters your body, and we talk about the doctors, you were a surgeon for years, is that right? And you, there may have been times when you got a defibrillator out and you went, clear, and you know, like that. Well, did you ever do that?
Shock and show.
You did? Shock and show. I can just imagine I'm laying there almost dying. He's going, hey, get the defibrillators, you know. Anyway. Nothing goes in your body. I mean, you're just going, poof. There's any electrical energy to you. Well, we're doing similar things. It's not something entering you. It still is there. So these are energies that your body reads, puts back like the fax machine into what your body needs. Dr. Langus.
If the people will figure out pretty quick if you're in the spirit of not caring. So if your approach is to care, if your approach is to help, people pick up on that very quick. If your approach is to sell them, they're going to pick up on that pretty quick, too.
Outstanding.
But back to a little point about money. If somebody would have told me when I was 22 years old, finishing an undergraduate degree, that someday I would have four teenagers, six cars, two kids in college, a kid in private school, houses, clinics, rent houses for the kids. If they would have told me that I had the kind of overhead that I have now, at this point in my career, I would have said, how would I ever save any money? Well, the answer is you don't. So basically, you invest in your children, hopefully. Hopefully that works out. So just from purely from a business standpoint, this opportunity that was brought to me has given us a chance to maybe shore up a little bit of those future plans for us.
Outstanding.
Yeah, I think the most important thing we shared with you folks is caring. You have to care about your customers if you're doing it for business purposes. Physicians and chiropractors and other practitioners of the healing arts have to share it because they care and because they are. This is part of what we are. If you'll accept. And I've got my dentist across the hall from me. He's still a little skeptical, but I finally got him starting using on TMJ folks.
And what is TMJ?
Temporal mandibular joint dysfunction. Pain.
I knew
pain,
that.
Pain in front of your ear.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Temporal mandibular dysfunction.
He's saying success. He's saying success with that. And obviously we're using less and less hard medications, the non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, which are great for arthritis and a lot of folks, but they hurt kidneys significantly in a lot of people. Some people have liver dysfunction, and 2 to 4% of folks taking Motrin, Aleve, and that kind of drugs over the counter are going to bleed in a 1 year time. If you can stop that and give them a normalization of their natural body functions, you've done them a great service.
And Dr. Longmire wanted to close out here.
Thank you, Ken. Quickly, the 10 most important two-letter words of the world. If it is to be, it is up to me. I'll give you the shortest commencement address in the history of the world. It happened in 1944 in England. The Germans were bombing London every 8 hours. He was not Sir Winston then. It was just the Winnie Churchill was to give the address for the graduating 20 submariners. The stage was dark, a spotlight on the podium. In the background, a large red glow appeared. He approached the podium, blew a puff of smoke, whispered, "Never give up." Stepped back. A large red glow appeared. He stepped forward, blew a puff of smoke, "Never give up." Stepped back. A red glow steps forward, blows a hard big smoke, and roars, "Never give up." My challenge to you and me and all of us today, never give up. The doctor, give me the news, I gotta.